might say the state of Arizona has an identity problem. State number 48 in the Union, once part of Mexico, won back in war, then bought in an act of diplomacy, the Gadsden Purchase. Arizona was a land of proud copper miners, not so proud Indian fighters. Geronimo surrendered in Arizona in 1886 to end the bloody wars with the Apaches. Arizona entered the Union with the most progressive of state constitutions in 1912, yet became a center of conservatism in the 1950s and 60s with the rise of Barry Goldwater.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
But the state was at the very same time part of the West Coast counterculture. Mark Lindsay's song evokes the Arizona of hippie glasses, magic mushrooms, and peyote. Today, Arizona is at the forefront of a 21st century states' rights movement.
It's about every state grappling with the cost of illegal immigration. And it's about the fundamental principles of federalism under which every state has a right to defend its people.
That's the current governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, talking about State Law 1070, the law which allows police to question people about their immigration papers in the course of detention for other crimes. Arizona is currently not only a leader in defining a tough go-it-alone approach on immigration, it has also gone after Mexican studies programs at in-state schools, trying to shut them down for being anti-American. It's an old and new story for the state of Arizona, and it's told in the book State Out of the Union, Arizona and the Final Showdown Over the American Dream. Author Jeff Biggers says all of this controversy is part of the state's historical role as leader on the right and on the left.
You know, when I began my research as someone who grew up in Arizona and then went away and written histories about other regions in the country, I think I really realized you can't understand the headlines today, the Arizonification of America we keep talking about, without understanding the history of Arizona. And therefore, you had to go back to the Civil War, where Arizona actually had fought over the territory itself, being a Confederate or a Union sympathizer.
So identity issues were within Arizona from almost the beginning. And you have the identity of, are we a conservative state or are we a liberal state? That plays itself out in the 60s and 50s, 60s and 70s.
Exactly. You know, I think, for example, in the 1970s, there was another spasm. They created an incredibly punitive immigration bill against migrant workers, would not allow them to unionize, have strikes and boycotts during the harvest, and actually were trying to criminalize union workers amongst the United Farm Workers. You know, an Arizona native came back, Cesar Chavez, the great Cesar Chavez and co-founder of United Farm Workers, who actually took this on. And everybody was sort of saying, oh, we can't do anything about Arizona. And Cesar, being a native, said, no, this is our state. We can reclaim this. And they kept saying, no se puede. We can't do it. It can't be done. And that's when he began this movement, the Si Se Puede, the Yes You Can movement, in the 1970s to really start an educational campaign for people to understand that history matters, that you are not strangers in your own land, that in fact Mexican Americans have always been part of this region, going all the way back, of course, for centuries.
Conservatives will say, no, in fact, Arizona is the land where the real America gets defined and revived, and that it is left-wing movements that are trying to pollute this real idea of America with solid borders and clear sort of cultural underpinnings, unfettered by all of these sort of civil rights kinds of approaches.
Right. But if you look back once again for the last 100 years, when Arizona actually became a state in the Union in 1912, they came kicking and screaming. They had a chance in 1906 to become a state. They said you'd have to conjoin with New Mexico because there weren't enough people. And Arizona said, no way, New Mexico is a bunch of Mexicans. And they speak a different language and a different culture. And Arizona is American. It should be a white state. And what they didn't realize is that the foundation for the movement for statehood actually came from Mexican-American and immigrant copper laborers who had worked and had these incredible strikes and really had caught the tension of the nation, had really brought this whole idea of statehood to a head. So when Arizona finally became a state in 1912, it had probably one of the most progressive constitutions in the state. It had a very progressive labor governor, for example, who in 1916 was warning the country about the 99% has to take on the 1%, and the most important thing is to get corporate money out of politics. This was a century ago, and this was the foundations of the real Arizona that came into the state.
So fast forward to this century, the 21st century, the second decade of this century, you've got the Gabby Giffords shooting, which, of course, has a huge sort of gun control issue in play in the state of Arizona. You've got SB 1070, the immigration law, has really defined immigration policy state by state, whether you're for it or against it in the United States. We've got John Stewart calling Arizona the crystal meth lab of democracy.
Right.
What do you make of that based on all of this history?
Right. You know, Arizona truly is the gift that never stops giving in terms of these crazy characters, these Tea Party yahoos, these anti-immigrant extremists, from Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the toughest sheriff in the country with his tent city, you know, who mocks the idea of racial profiling. He goes on to Glenn Beck and basically says, I'm going to go after Mexicans. What are they going to do to me? We have, of course, the Governor Brewer and all sorts of people. But once
you wouldn't call Governor Brewer a yahoo, would you?
No, not at all. I'd refer to her as our governor, of course, with all due respect. But I would look at how did she rise to power? And this is where it's very important to look at the facts. In the spring of 2010, you know, she became the governor because Napolitano went on to become head of the Department of Homeland Security when
right.
Obama was elected. Jan Brewer was behind in her polls. She was losing to her Republican challenger badly. But a poll also came out and said Arizonans are concerned about this war in Mexico, that it may spill out. In the background was this fringe character named Russell Pierce, who would eventually become the state Senate president. He kept pushing SB 1070 for years. Brewer wasn't a part of that, but she was losing in the polls. When we had the tragic murder of the rancher, if you might recall, in Cochise County, that inflamed the issue. Pierce was able to ram through that legislation. Brewer, realizing her election was in jeopardy, jumped on the bandwagon, and immediately her poll numbers skyrocketed. She got reelected, and suddenly she becomes the face. But truly, the de facto governor was Russell Pierce and his crazy states' rights ideas that pushed that legislation through.
Talking to Jeff Biggers, author of State Out of the Union, Arizona and the Final Showdown Over the American Dream. Final showdown over the American dream?
You know,
Why final?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I struggled with that title. And I really feel like we've reached that point where the question over who belongs in this country, who contributes, we're having to have a final showdown. And what we're having now, this last spasm of anti-immigrant extremist in Arizona, really is the last gasp of this final generation who are denying the contributions of immigrants in our country, who are completely dishonest in terms of the facts and representation of the immigration rates and the role of immigrants in our economy. But more importantly, who are sanctioning a level of racial profiling we've never seen before that we'll never see again. You know, to me, it's more than a state immigration policy. It's a state of mind of how we look at immigrants, how we look at people of color, how we look at our neighbors in Mexico and Mexican Americans who've been part of this region for centuries.
Jeff Biggers, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Biggers is author of State Out of the Union, Arizona and the Final Showdown Over the American Dream.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.